Teenage girl assaulted by Antifa at Washington State Turning Point USA event. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 22, 2021. A teenage girl was assaulted by Antifa members during a Turning Point USA event at the Washington State Capitol in Olympia, Washington, on Saturday. A minor was assaulted, and the event table was vandalized after a group of about 20 Antifa activists gathered on the Capitol grounds to disrupt the Second Amendment-themed rally organized by KPUSA's local Washington chapter, according to a report by PostMillennial. One Antifa member reportedly threw a bottle at a 17-year-old girl's head. A video of the incident was posted to Twitter by PostMillennial contributor Katie Davis Court. Davis Court added that Washington State Patrol troopers sat idly by while the group of conservative students was being attacked. Another Antifa activist told the conservative students that she couldn't wait to see them lynched, the report added. "All of you. Each and every one of you are going first. I'll have 20 of them lined up," the Antifa member reportedly shouted. Journalist Andy Ngo pointed out that Antifa had put out a flyer earlier in the week calling for their supporters to stand up to hate, and turned PUSA around on Saturday. A spokesperson for the Washington State Patrol told Breitbart News that they are investigating the water bottle incident and reviewing the first-hand reports taken by our on-scene personnel and provided by various participants to determine if any crimes were committed and who specifically was involved. "We will take action appropriate to the results of the investigation," the spokesperson added. Troopers on scene checked for injuries and offered medical aid, which was declined. When appropriate, law enforcement actions sometimes occur after an incident at a different time and place more conducive to safe operations for all concerned. The spokesperson continued. Troopers on scene made the determination that the mutually antagonistic verbal confrontation that preceded the water bottle incident had created a volatile situation where direct intervention by law enforcement might have triggered additional physical conflict. After taking statements, they made the decision not to further intervene to avoid any escalation and possible violence. Their strategy of purposeful de-escalation paid dividends for all, as both groups eventually dissipated with no further physical conflict, injuries, or arrests. Over the past several months, the Capitol campus has unfortunately been the site of multiple confrontations between those from the determined left and determined right side of the political spectrum. These conflicts have included a range of dangerous activities from verbal confrontation, to items thrown, to physical altercations, and even the tragic use of firearms causing serious injury. This is dangerous and not acceptable. The Capitol campus is a place where the public is free to come and gather, to express opinions, and to have their voices heard by others. Those rights are protected by the Constitution and are supported by the Washington State Patrol. However, those rights are not boundless. Dangerous and illegal acts of threat and violence cross the boundaries of protection, and law enforcement will act accordingly to keep all members of the public safe. Breitbart News will continue to follow developments in this story. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at Alana, and on Instagram.